Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, we've been on sort of a French kick lately.
We have. We've talked about a lot of white wine, too.
So, but, you know, it's springtime.
Yeah,
I mean,
why not?
Let's talk about some, you know, nice spring whites. It's time.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I went shopping for some, and I found some really nice wines. Couple from the Rhone Valley and one from Sancerre. And let's start with that.
Okay.
This was a $25 bottle of Sancerre, so it better be good.
Yeah.
Because I bought $25 bottles of Sancerre that weren't very enjoyable.
Right.
This one is wonderful.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Lovely.
A lot of good mid-palate stuffing.
Yeah, just a very pleasant Sancerre, a pleasure to drink, and that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, this is the most ubiquitous cafe white that you're going to find in France. Everyone's got them. And a lot of them are just, you know, kind of ordinary sipping wines. Not this one. It's really, really good. Let's start with the fresh aroma of mown grass, you know, like fresh mown grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then some lemon peel with a little touch of yellow pear.
Okay.
Nice complex.
Yep.
Nice, nice nose. Now, the wine is, like I said, far from lean. It has a good bit of roundness. Mild acidity and very good fruit. So there's enough acidity to work with the plumpness of this wine.
Right.
But, you know, I was getting things like melon, bitter lemon, and a touch of flintiness with it.
Okay.
Now, I think a wine this complex and this well-balanced is going to work extremely well with food. Very refreshing, easygoing. It's a lovely wine. Here's one that is kind of unusual. It's Cuvée Perrodot, Pique Poule de Pinet.
Mm-hmm.
Languedoc, 2017. I'll hold off on the price on this one. It's quite rare to see straight up Pique Poule.
Okay.
This is one of the kind of more obscure white grapes in the Rhone Valley in the south. But here it is. So this was a very enjoyable little white. Somewhere between medium and full bodied, the nose is a blend of pink grapefruit and that peculiar but pleasant kind of meaty smell of mango. So we get that in a lot of the wines, white wines from the south. The flavors are very much Southern Rhone with some pungent notes of, this is strange, but bear with me, butternut squash, lemon, and minerality.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you've been complaining about the taste of Chardonnay, you got to try some of these white wines from the south of France because they have so many intriguing, unusual things about them.
Yep.
So this wine, $12.
That's great.
This is just an extremely good value and a really good way to, you know, expand your palate, literally.
Go exploring.
It is. Now, here's a really nice one. This is Berthet Rains Côte de Rhône Blanc from 2017. $16 for this. Now listen, extremely likable wine, full body white wine with strong, enjoyable flavors. They don't tell you what the grapes are, but I'm guessing Marsan, Roussan, Pique Poule, and Grenache Blanc
right.
are the probable suspects here. The aroma features lime and straw. The wine is very smooth, very rich textured, very dry, but with deep, sweet fruit. Now that's not sugar sweetness, that's just, you know,
fleshy.
Good, fleshy. Wonderful fruit flavors. You're getting lemon curd on the sweet side and bitter lemon rind on the tart side. And I was picking up a touch of tangerine. So this is all a very, very nice combination. It's a really good wine. And for $16, wow,
great value.
Hugh, why don't we put this on the website and let people figure out how to get some?
Okay.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.